Back in 2010, the city of Peru, Illinois was looking to cut back on expenses. It was only a couple of years after the financial crisis, and therefore a difficult budgetary climate. To ease expenditures, Mayor Scott Harrell met with his counterparts from LaSalle and Oglesby.
We were looking at consolidation of our safety services, our dispatch for police, fire, and 911. And that took roughly 5 years, and it went into effect, actually 6 years, it went into effect September of 2016.
Though it took years to implement, Harrell says that Peru, LaSalle, Oglesby, and Mendota ended up saving about $1.5 million. Seeking to further trim the fat, his administration set its eyes on Peru Township. City Alderman David Potoff claims that a significant percentage of the township's funds go towards its own board, rather than carrying out government functions.
When you're spending that greater percentage on wages and perks from a township board, that needs to be looked at, and there has to be a better way to do it for the taxpayers of Peru.
To remedy this, Harrell's administration wants to dissolve the township and consolidate its duties within the city functions. But before we get too far into the details, let's examine what townships actually do. A township is a government body somewhere between a city and a county. They're common across northern Illinois. NIU professor Norman Walzer says that's because there was a regional desire for local control.
Part of the state that was settled from the south was used to more of a plantation, broader form of government, so they didn't really have the local control as much. The part of the state that was formed from the northeast was more familiar with the more local form of government, the town form of government, and we have townships there.
Originally, townships were responsible for three different services: general assistance, which is a last resort type of public aid, property assessment for tax purposes, and maintaining roads and bridges. However, Walzer says townships' powers expanded greatly during the Ronald Reagan presidency.
Townships, prior to that, were doing primarily property tax assessment, public aid, and roads and bridges. In order to get federal revenue sharing, they had to be able to spend money on other things. So in that period, their powers were expanded.
These include such measures as youth services and senior citizen programs. However, some observers believe the services offered by these townships could be managed better by a municipality, and for less money. Walzer says it's possible, but it depends on the situation.
Usually it comes down to if the township or other unit of government is maintaining a separate building, is maintaining a chief administrator, is maintaining a clerical staff, all these kinds of things, and then maintaining equipment, then you probably can obtain some cost savings.
Hence Harrell's thoughts of consolidation. The mayor says he got the idea from several of his counterparts.
I'm on the Illinois Municipal League board with some mayors that have recently done this. One would be the city of Belleville, Mayor Mark Eckert, and they've done it, and that will take effect in May of this year, 2017.
Harrell claims consolidating the city of Peru and Peru Township is an outside-the-box way to reduce taxes. To that end, his administration put a non-binding referendum on the November ballot. It asked whether the township should be dissolved and its duties assumed by the city. The measure came back 60% in favor, but the idea of dissolving the township isn't without controversy. The biggest obstacle is the political borders of the city and township.
It is not legal to go ahead with the process that the city of Peru wants because of the coterminous area, non-coterminous area, I should say.
That's Art Rigby, a Peru Township trustee. He says state law allows townships to dissolve only if the borders of the city and township match up. That was the case in Belleville, but Peru Township extends beyond the city limits. Thus, any formal dissolution will require legislation by the General Assembly. Rigby also is concerned about transferring services, particularly since the township assessor has a good rapport with his counterpart in LaSalle County.
If we lost the township assessor, then they would take over, which they don't want to do, would be 4,500 parcels at $180 a parcel. And I believe that this has to be done every 4 years, if I remember her correctly saying that.
This, according to Rigby, might lead to a greater tax burden. Mayor Harrell says the assessor isn't his primary concern.
We're not concerned about the assessor right now. We're concerned about what we're going to do with the assistant portion of it and the supervisor and the trustees.
Harrell says the township doesn't spend enough of its levy on general assistance. He says this opinion comes from the result of statistics obtained via FOIA requests. However, Rigby counters that township officials reduce salaries across the board, from lower-level staff to trustees like himself.
Overall, we've reduced our budget and our levy by 13%. The city of Peru, from what I've seen in the newspaper, has increased their levy or budget by less than 5%. So they went up, we went down.
So far, the city has held only one meeting about plans for consolidation. The December 21st event didn't include details on how the city of Peru would take over property tax assessment, general assistance, and road maintenance. Professor Walzer says the important factor is whether such services can be offered more efficiently.
You want to get at least as good a quality of road, or at least as good a quality of service, and you want to get it at a lower cost. But it may or may not happen in terms of taxes, because that's a political decision.
The township and city will hold another meeting February 15th. But Mayor Harrell says full plans for consolidation are still a way off.
We'll go through discovery. We'll see if it is better. And if it is, we'll try and implement it through legislation in Springfield. If it doesn't look like it's worth it, we tried. It's not worth it. It's good enough the way it is. But we don't know that at this time.
And because of the unmatching borders, any such action would require legislation from the General Assembly. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, WNIJ News.